Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Okay, what if I told you the biggest reason homeowners don't buy from you isn't price, timing, or your presentation? It's because they don't know what happens after they say yes. That is what we're going to talk about today. What 70% of people who didn't buy said that was the reason that kept them from saying yes. So stick around. This is going to be a great episode. Sam Wakefield here with Close It Now. I'm so happy you are hanging out with me in your drive time university. And thanks for being with me. Thank you to everyone who is on this ride, on this journey. We're going to talk about some really fun stuff. So before we get into it, a couple quick announcements, and I want to read a review. All right, this one comes in from Marvin Fuentes. This is on Google, and it is a 5-star review. So he says, Sam and Close It Now team are next level real deal training that actually changes how you sell and lead. If you're in the trades, this is who you want in your corner. So thanks, Marvin. I appreciate that so much. I was actually a guest on, he has a podcast he's starting as well. So watch out for my episode on Marvin's podcast. It is going to be a good one. We talked about some really deep stuff. So make sure to pay attention to that. Other quick announcements, and then we'll get into the content here. One is we are well into the launch of Door-to-Door Institute. So if you have been struggling to have appointments in the, especially in the shoulder season right now, date of recording is October 21st, 2025. We've cracked the code. We've solved the problem. We can get appointments on your calendar. So reach out, Door-to-Door Institute. We are canvassing experts for HVAC. You've heard me, if you've listened to this podcast for very long, I've been talking about this for over 2 years now. Well, I finally put the company together. I started the company. I've got some great partners. We are blowing this thing up. There's already some companies that have locked in with the beta group. We're only taking 10 companies in the beta test. So if you want to know more, one, you can go to doortodoorinstitute.com. That's D-O-O-R, the number 2, D-O-O-R, institute.com. There you can get your free guerrilla marketing guide that I wrote, which is, it goes through a ton of different ways where you can generate leads year-round without having to spend a dime online, because be 5-mile famous, build your brand. People will come to you when you are in your community, when you are the local expert, the local authority in your neighborhood, in your town. That is how to do it. This is how companies all over the country are exploding right now when most companies are going backwards. This is how companies are growing like crazy. They're going to business as if the internet didn't exist and then only supplementing with digital if and when needed. So this is how you do it. If the internet didn't exist, how would you go to business? This is the way. So I wrote a free guide. Go pick up your copy today. It will give you a ton of ideas. And it's not the exhaustive list. It'll get your wheels turning on how to be creative to get in front of more people and to get your brand out there and how to help your community. So go pick up that guide. And also, while you're at the website, make sure to check out December 12th, 2025, we are having a one-day event where we're going to basically hand you the keys to the kingdom. We're going to give you a guide how to implement door-to-door canvassing into your HVAC business. So if you want to know more about that, the event is going to be in Dallas, Texas. It's going to be me, Sam Wakefield, and also my partner Jonathan Bannister from TopServe Digital, and also my partner Ken Baden from Baden Consulting. So the three of us are going to be training all day on how to implement this into your HVAC company. So make sure to get to this event. It's going to be incredible. This is the game changer. This is how my friend Clark, as a hobby, just for fun, he opened an HVAC company and did $5 million year one with zero digital ad spend. It was all through canvassing. And then he actually sold it to his partner because he was just playing with it. Because he does windows. He leads a team that does $100 million a year. So he was just playing in the HVAC world. That's the difference that canvassing can bring. One of the other ways that I know this is a proven model, I spent 3 years in the solar industry, and in 8 years, this company that I worked with, I was a big part of training the sales team. We went from zero to, listen to these numbers, $1.2 billion in sales in 8 years. Most of that was through canvassing as well. Yes, there was leads. Yes, we did a ton of different things, community outreach, all the rest. But most of that was through canvassing and door knocking. So I know it works. I've proven the model. I've knocked directly in HVAC. Now we've cracked the code. We've put together the machine to teach you how to do it. And also, this is the other piece of Door-to-Door Institute. We have a team where we come to your location and put appointments on your calendar. Yes, we're doing it the right way. No, we're not pushy. Everything is with integrity. Everything is done at the highest level. So your reputation for your company stays intact while we effectively put appointments on your calendar. So if you want to know more about that, pop me a message, sam@closeitnow.net, or find me on Facebook. You can message me there. Go to closeitnow.net on the website to learn more about that. And you can learn more about my coaching, one-on-one coaching, and also if you just want sales training for your company, I'll come to your location. We'll do an event and we'll get your people to the next level in a week. And then, of course, I support it with 3 months on the back end with virtual to make sure you guys are accountability and running your role-playing sessions and that kind of thing. But reach out about that. But I'm so excited about the Door-to-Door Institute because it is getting off to a really incredible start. We've got several companies we've locked in. And you can be one of the first 10 in the beta test group that get this. Is the cheapest you'll ever be able to get this while we're building this airplane, while we're flying it, we're getting everything dialed in. Now is your opportunity to get in at the beginning, and then you can lock in your spot. We can have a conversation about exclusivity, but the only way that you could be able to do that is if you get a hold of us now, because this thing is on the launch pad and is about to take off. So with all of that being said, let's get into the content today, because this is how explaining install day builds instant trust, or basically the delivery, right? The delivery close. So I absolutely love this process here. It's uncertainty, the reason that people don't move forward. It's just really incredible. It's not about the price. It's not about all the other things. What they really need to know about install day. Explaining delivery, basically it builds trust. It eliminates uncertainty. So we're going to get into this. There was I was talking to a guy that I've coached recently, Justin. Thanks, Justin, for this idea. This was super, super powerful. So he was saying he heard a statistic raise your hand if you know who Tommy Mello is. Well, Tommy Mello did a study I don't know how long the study was or how many people they actually surveyed. Knowing him, it was probably pretty exhaustive because that guy doesn't do anything halfway. But what they found is 70% of the people who didn't buy from them said it wasn't anything else other than they didn't know what delivery meant. They did not know what was going to happen once they said yes. What is it going to look like? And so I want you to think about this. They wanted it. They believed in the value, but they didn't buy because they didn't know what was going to happen next. This is not sales tactic. This is just a critical part of what you have to explain in the process. We do it every day, so it seems like second nature, but the homeowners do not know what it looks like on install day. They don't know what it looks like for the repairs. We have to be specific and paint the picture for them, because people don't buy when they're confused. They buy when they can see their future clearly. And so that's what we have to get good at. You've heard me say a lot of times, get good at storytelling. This is part of that. You just have to clearly articulate what the steps are going to look like. So, you know, we talk about being someone worth buying from here at Close It Now. Being someone worth buying from means showing homeowners what it feels like to work with you, not just what it costs. So this is about closing. It's about removing doubt. It's replacing fear with clarity, letting trust grow naturally through transparency. And that's, of course, the most authentic sales is really just being super transparent with everybody about the whole process. So by the end of this episode, you're going to know exactly how to walk homeowners through install day, before, during, and after, so they feel safe and ready to move forward confidently. So that's my promise to you on this episode. So let's start with why uncertainty kills the sell, and we're going to talk about how to how explaining delivery fixes it. So we all know the oldest adage in the book when it comes to sales, when it comes to contracting, any kind of sales. What is the biggest complaint that always comes up from the customer? I didn't get what was sold to me. Or what was delivered was not what I ordered. We've all seen the memes. It just has it's happened to us. It's happened to our clients, sadly. We have to fix that. So how many times have you heard that? It's the certainty that sells it. So because basically the human brain, it fears the unknown more than it fears bad news. So how many times have your clients told you, just shoot it to me straight? They want to hear the bad news. They know it's coming. It's okay. It's the uncertainty that they don't want to hear. So when the process is unclear, brain science, there's a piece of the brain called the amygdala, but it basically starts to fire off and the brain freezes up. People don't freeze because of price. They freeze because of doubt. I want you to know this. They don't freeze because of price. If price is a concern, they have no problem having a conversation about that. Oh, your price is too high, and they'll have a conversation. If they are freezing and just like all of a sudden freeze up, it's because there is a piece of uncertainty that's not been answered yet. They have a huge question mark in their brain that we're just not picking up on. So if somebody's freezing at any place, any point of your process, there's a question mark. It's not resistance, it's uncertainty. So remember this. So explaining what's coming next creates what? Predictability. And predictability triggers the release of dopamine and oxytocin. That is the brain's safety and trust chemicals. So when we can create a place that where we paint the picture enough so that it's predictable what the next steps are, that's where safety and trust comes in. Because the brain will buy certainty before it buys solutions. Now, here's how to use clarity as a trust builder. So before install, we've got to set correct expectations. We have to define what success is going to look like. So when we're in our process, so before install, what are all the things that we need to talk about? So scheduling window, you know, when are we getting it scheduled? What's the day going to look like? What's the arrival time going to look like? Who is going to be coming to the house? So if you have a way to introduce your crew before they arrive, absolutely. Going over things like parking. Where can my guys park? Here's what we normally do. Will that work here? Going over things like pets. When you've got, you know, when you're in a house with a lot of dogs or with cats, or ask about the pets. Is there a way we can have those you know, put up? We're not able to get to our people. We're going to be in and out a lot. The last thing any of us want is one of your pets getting loose, et cetera, having this conversation. access. What does access look like? Do we need to go in through the back? Do we need to go, you know, what is that? Every single thing that you can talk about to bring clarity, you must talk about. Otherwise, you're leaving the big question marks, and then somebody else will come in behind you and they're going through this. Well, no wonder they went with them. So, what paperwork to expect? Here's one. You know, here's exactly what will happen before we start, so you're never left guessing. And then go through, okay, we need to sign, we need to authorize this. We're not signing contracts. We need to authorize this document. We need to authorize this document. We'll do this application. We'll file this for you. You're going to have to do this. So just being clear in what the steps are and walking them through that. So everything that needs to happen beforehand. Now, during install, don't leave this up to guess. We're creating predictability, remember, and we're maintaining communication. So give them a step-by-step. Give them what the flow is going to look like. You know, we're going to, you know, we'll arrive around here. The guys are going to walk through the project with you. Make sure everybody's on the same page. Then what we're going to do, talk them through your steps. I'm just going to give an example. So the next step, what we'll do, one of our guys or two of our guys are going to be doing the demo of the existing equipment or of the existing whatever it is that your industry is. We're tearing the roof off. This is what happens next. And then once that's done, they're going to take a few minutes break. They're going to get all of the new equipment out. They're going to start setting it up. Well, you know, I forgot to even mention, Mr. and Ms. Homeowner, let's back up a little bit. Before we even get started, what we're going to do is we're going to put floor covers down. We're going to lay down tarps. We're going to protect your flooring. We're going to put bumpers on the corners. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Everyone wears floor savers. All of the things, literally every single thing that you do, make sure you mention it. And then what we'll do is get started. That way, we're cut down on noise. We cut down on dust, all of this type of stuff. And then while we're working, you'll know where we are and what's next. So there's going to be regular check-ins with you. You know, we'll check in midday, let you know what the progress looks like, let you know if we're going to be able to finish on time, ahead of a schedule. If it's going to go later in the day, you're going to have a clear picture every single step of the way so you know exactly what to expect from our guys during the visit. And then after install, here's what's going to happen then. We're going to do a final walkthrough at the end of the day. We're going to give you a tutorial on how to operate your thermostat or how to operate the controls. We're going to cover all of the recover all the warranty information with you. We're going to leave a folder with you with that, with all of the manuals. And then what we're going to do is we'll collect final payment. Then you'll be able to pay the person on site, right on the spot. We're going to do final inspection. And then what happens if you... I hope you do some sort of quality control, or if you're the salesperson, if you go back on install day, that's one of the highest leverage activities you can do is go back to the house on install day. If you're not doing this, you're missing out on millions of dollars of referrals. So go back on install day, walk through the project with them, make sure everything's going smoothly. And then after the fact, a week after, 2 weeks after, 3 days after, it doesn't matter. Just go back after the fact. Walk through. What do you like so far? Any adjustments that we need to make? Every single touch point matters. So then walk them through what the first maintenance visit's going to look like. Here's what to do if this happens. Give them a support path. You know, so every now and then, because it's mechanical, there's some bugs that we have to work out right up front. If you notice this, this, or this, give me a call immediately. We'll be right here to make sure it's straightened out, and that way you're set up for success for the future. When we're finished, you'll have everything, paperwork, warranty, a plan for what happens next. Clarity closes faster than charisma. Anxiety leaves when expectation walks in. So this is what we have to do. It's so important to truly cover this. And I'll tell you why. I've got a couple of examples. I'll tell you why here in a minute. But the psychology of predictability is really important. Because most hesitation isn't really resistance. It's unanswered questions. So, I mean, what is your homeowner's brain thinking? Who's coming to my house? How long will it take? What will it look like after? When do I pay? Is it going to be a mess? All of these things. And so everything we can do to ease that peace, make that more peace of mind, when you proactively answer these, what we're doing is we're lowering the cognitive load. The brain stops protecting itself and starts engaging in trust, because predictability equals peace of mind. And peace of mind signs contracts, and that's what we're after. So let's talk about this a little bit, because we're not just selling an install. We're creating a memorable experience that starts before the first tool hits the driveway. It starts before those tires pull into the driveway. We're creating an experience. You have to turn every bit of this, you have to turn your company into a customer experience company that just happens to do XYZ. It's a customer experience company that happens to do heating and air, that happens to do plumbing, happens to do electrical, happens to do roofing, happens to do solar, it happens to do, you know, whatever it is that you do, home improvement, doors, windows. It doesn't matter. You have to be a customer experience company first that also does the work that you do. When you start thinking in these terms, that means every interaction matters. And so this is literally why people go back to take Chick-fil-A. If you read the ingredients, yes, there's 1,000 chemicals that no one should put in their body, but we go back anyway because of the experience. Yes, it tastes different than the other places, but it's mostly the experience. Everyone loves the experience. So let's get into some real world delivery talk here. So as we're getting into this, there's a couple things I want you to think about. When you can retell this process, get good at this is something that you should practice in your teams. Don't just say, hey, tell them how it works. You have to know exactly what the steps are so everyone's communicating clearly. You can role play this. Walk me through what install looks like and help them remember all of the things. Literally whiteboard this session. Get your team together and whiteboard this sucker and turn it into a checklist. Turn it into a form that your people can give your homeowners that say, here's what to expect on day of install. Something tangible. Don't just send them a digital copy. Give them a piece of paper to hold. That's the power of the experience. When everyone goes to digital, you could get the freaking printer working and give people something to hold. If everybody shifts back to paper, then go to digital. You know, I was doing things digitally 15 years ago when everybody was still paper. And then as more people have gone digital, guess what? I went a lot more tangible and built actual folders and started giving people collateral they could hold on to. Because when everybody goes left, this is all of every little thing to differentiate differently than your competition. This is the work that top performers use to close projects. I can guarantee you, I've never met anyone that's a top performer that doesn't choose to do things differently than the rest of the bunch. So when your team can retell your process clearly, and you know without a doubt everybody's on the same page, that's step one. Now, step two, this is where it gets really exciting, because when your client understands the process, one, they emotionally commit to the experience. So we get so good at painting the installation picture, their brain starts to feel like it's already happening. Is this making sense? This is some deep psychology here, and I want you to catch this. When you get good at painting the picture of what life is going to look like after the project, and also what it's going to be like walking through the experience, their brain starts to feel like they're already experiencing some of it. And so their level of commitment goes up because their uncertainty starts to go down because they can see a path ahead. This is clarity. And when they can retell your process clearly, you've already won. Say you're on the one-leg appointment, and when they can clearly articulate your process to their partner, it's game over. And so by describing the journey, you make them feel taken care of before they've even purchased. This is what leadership looks like in sales. Guiding someone through uncertainty with confidence. So I've got a story for you. There are several stories. Because let's break this down a little bit, because I want to bring some boots on the ground for this for everybody. Because we know most homeowners have never purchased, typically for home improvement, whatever it is you sell, most people have never gone through this buying experience before. So they don't know what it's like. And that's why this is so important to be able to explain this so clearly. And so what happens is their brain says this is construction. So what comes up when you think about construction? They literally lump us in the same category with, you know, any kind of construction, building a building, or even road construction. Their brain doesn't know the difference because they don't know what our industry does or how long it takes. So they think it's construction. So the things that come up with construction are what? It's always over budget. It always takes longer than somebody said. Something's always broken along the way. There's always a horrible mess to clean up after. All of these things. So the better you get at clarifying. And the reason this is important, especially right now, we're starting to look into the holidays. I've had so many clients over the years that and you know what it's like. You've heard this. They give you everything looks great. This is awesome. We're totally going to do it. When we do it, we're going to do it with you. Price makes sense. Nope, no questions there. Perfect. Email this to me and we'll get back to you after the holidays. We'll do it in the spring. And this is the conversation. What we don't realize so many times, it's not because they don't want to do it right now. They do want to do it right now. It's because they are thinking construction. So now when you start to overlay that with what is going on in life, because it's not the only thing happening in life. We're realistically one of the least important things in their life most of the time. So what that means is if they're thinking all of these things, it's going to run long, this house is going to be a mess, something might get broken, and then also, you know, they're thinking about we've got family coming in a week and a half, and we're going to be hosting for Thanksgiving, we're hosting for Christmas, all of this going on. They don't know that your project's not going to overlap with that. So a great way to introduce that is, so hey, is it okay if I walk you through what the next steps look like and what installation actually looks like? Of course, they're going to want to know. And that's when you can unpack all these things. You know what their concerns are because we just went through them. Use that. And so what most people, use that as your intro. So what most people think when they think construction is it's going to take a long time. Not with us. Our projects last a single day. What most people think about construction is going to be a horrible mess. Not with us. These are all of the ways that we take care of keeping your area clean, keeping your surfaces protected. When most people think construction, they think it's going to be, you know, something's broken a long way. Here's all the precautions we take to make sure that doesn't happen. So literally just walk through every single one of those negatives that you can think of when you think about construction, and then attach how your company handles that and how you're different at every step of the way. And I can't not tell you the number of clients I've had, especially through October, November, December, that were hesitant. Their words from the beginning were, hey, this is great, we're going to wait till spring. And then once I went through what the process actually looked like, how long it actually took, and the fact that it was just a day and a half, and then one of the most important parts is wrap that up with a nice little emotional bow of, isn't it going to feel great to have the most comfortable Thanksgiving with your family over that you've ever had? And so it just wraps it up in this nice little bow, but the clarity of being able to walk through it normalizes it. So this is such an important thing. So that's what your delivery experience will look like when you choose us. This is what your install day is going to look like when you choose us. Now, I can't speak to every other company. There's plenty of companies that do have that horrible reputation, that do break things, that don't take care of your stuff, that everything's dirty, but not with us. Can you see the difference? Yes. And because it's not about pressure. This is not about pressure. It's about professionalism. You don't have to be the lowest bid when you're the safest option, because trust, people search for trust. We try to build trust But trust is not what we're after. Trust is only the mechanism that creates safety in the buying experience. Because homeowners don't want to buy equipment. They want to buy certainty, comfort, and peace. So as you're explaining this delivery, it transforms the transactional into a relationship. Because you're not just describing install day, you're giving them a preview of what trust looks like. If it makes them say, that's who I want in my home, then it's game over. So did you get some value from this today? And remember, every system you sell comes with expectations. The question is, did you define them or did they? Did you define the expectations or did they define the expectations? When you walk them through delivery day, you take ownership of the experience, and that's where true trust is born. The process does not end at the close. It begins at day of install. So I want you to remember that. So let's recap real quick. Uncertainty kills sales. Clarity builds trust. We have to walk homeowners through before, during, and after what installation day looks like. Predictability equals peace of mind. So we're not selling the system, we're selling the experience. And when you lead with transparency, you become the obvious choice. When they can picture the process, they can picture saying yes to you. So if this episode hit home, share it with your team. Start practicing your delivery walkthrough this week. Start role-playing this. If you don't have a team to role-play with, practice with somebody. Practice in the mirror. You've got to get good at this part, just as good as you get at handling objections and just as good as you get at explaining your equipment and explaining your products. You have to get good at this just as much as every other piece of the process. So don't forget to grab your free guerrilla marketing guide at door2doorinstitute.com. Subscribe to the Close It Now YouTube channel. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. And I would love if you left me a review. You can go to Google. There's a link in the show notes. Go to Google Reviews and leave me a 5-star review. And Apple Podcasts, I would love a review there as well. And thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you got some value here. Remember, this is part of being someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. And at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.